Shad and Carly.
It was such a drama-filled night last night. We saw Lisa and Luke leave the Batchy Islander to tell us all about it. Lisa herself joins us now. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Can I just say I love Cairns?
Well, we'd love to have you up here, Lisa.
I've been up there a few times, actually, so I need to come back.
Oh, you so need to come back. Now, let's talk about last night, because so much stuff happened. First of all, can I say, from a viewer's perspective, and you probably got to see it last night as well for the first time, it literally looked like you just made a quick decision to leave and that was it. Like, obviously, there would have been more behind the scenes to it.
Yeah, there was. And I took to socials and I kind of explained it a little bit more. But yeah, I was confused as well because I did have a work opportunity come through. And, you know, Luke was aware of this. And, we went for a couple of days chatting about it. And obviously it's really hard to fit all those days into an hour segment or whatever they put it in, 10 minutes. So, it did come across a little bit confusing. And I've had a lot of people ask questions about it, but yeah, we did end up, we left the show together and we dated,
and look, it's since come to light this morning, some pretty explosive news that you and Luke are no longer together, and he actually got busted doing the dirty on you. That's pretty sad to hear.
Yeah, it is. Look, I think, you know, I don't want to go into too much detail because I know that there's, you know, people hurting over this. And obviously, if you read the internet, you know what's going on. We did date and, you know, we've since spoken after everything's happened. And, you know, I forgive him for what he's done. Obviously, it's hard to kind of go through that after meeting someone. But, what can you do?
Well, you cannot cheat on someone. That's not a very good thing to do.
Yeah, I know. I know that there's a lot of people out there that support me. So I don't want to make it too hard on him because I know that he is going through a lot of hurt as well, and, you know, made a mistake. And for me, once the trust is lost and it's broken, there's no real coming back from that. And, you know, it did happen a while ago, so we've had time to talk about it and make amends.
Do you feel like you should have stuck around with old mate that gave you the rose?
I knew that question was coming.
Yeah. He seemed like a sweetheart.
Michael, have you caught up with Michael at all?
Oh, look, Michael and I are really good friends. We talk all the time Instagram. Look, I think I need to meet someone the old-fashioned way. I'm just going to go for a walk and hopefully meet someone nice.
What do you mean? Dating shows don't work? What?
I don't think they work for me.
That first Bachelor Tim guy's doing all right, is he?
Tim Robards and Anna. Yeah, they're about to get married.
Can I ask this?
Yes.
Do you guys, like, how do you all end up knowing each other? Like, this show, all of yous jump on this show, you're all from different seasons, yet yous are all like, oh, yeah, it's bloody old mate. Oh, we were talking before, right? Like, is there just some kind of Facebook group which is just all ex-Bachelor contestants?
No.
Because it seems like all watch TV.
Yeah, we all watch TV as well. We all watch the show, so we can kind of see who goes on the show. You watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Look, to be honest, I think I was probably one of the only ones that hadn't met anyone else in person. I did know Kira out of everyone, but that was all. And when I got there, I was kind of like, how is everyone budding up? I think it's just kind of through the social scene and, you know, into the internet.
Well, Lisa, I'm sorry, genuinely sorry that that did not work out for you. You know what? I think you can do better than Luke, let's be honest.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, you know what? The invitation still stays if you want to come to Cairns. I'm sure there's a lot of guys up here that would love to meet you, Lisa.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I'd love to come back.
And we're talking about baby-proofing your home.
Yeah, because I've got a baby who's coming to stay with me.
Feel like your house, Russ, has probably already baby-proofed it for you.
Well,
you have
actually, I'll be
very
honest,
low spatial awareness.
Yeah, there is a lot of modifications he has made to the house because of me. The kitchen's completely off limits to me, yeah. And I like it that way.
Nothing's left on the benches because you just your arms just when you turn, your arms just come up.
Yeah, but in all honesty, I am low-key freaking out about this.
Right.
Because here's the scene. Nicole's coming up. She is with child at the moment.
Yeah.
She's got a baby in her. Is that that's weird?
Yep. She's got a bun in the oven.
She's got a bun in the oven.
She's got a bun in the oven. She's a baker.
And she's also got a 1-year-old. So there's a lot going on for Nicole, right? She's coming up to Cairns.
Jeez, tell you what a burden of a house guest. What's she coming up for?
I'm excited to visit us. It's Russell's nephew, and he's a little spunky kid. And I'm excited to have them. But in all honesty, they're coming up here for a holiday, right? It's Cairns. It's tropical paradise. I want her to feel relaxed. But when I started looking into this, and when I started talking to people, they're like...
You went to a YouTube hole, didn't you?
Yeah,
Child injuries.
Oh, my God. Honestly, things that kids... Like, opening a door. This kid opened a door into his eye and gave himself a black eye. So we're asking people on 13, 12, 16 to help us out with baby proofing.
Crystal on 13, 12, 16. Is it Carly's... First off, is it Carly's responsibility to baby proof the house? Is that what you got to do when a baby comes over?
Yeah, for sure. You've got to be prepared.
You've got
to be ready.
So I can't leave the steak knives lying out on the floor and, you know, keys to the car. Broken glass.
Okay, so what are some things, because I don't think like a parent at this point, so what are some things that are probably going to come up that I need to be aware of to kind of...
Pretty much, like a 1-year-old is going to be roughly a metre high.
Oh,
so you've got it. Everything below
that's
a metre.
That's a big 1-year-old.
You've got to think about the reach here.
Right,
anything breakable, make sure is above that metre.
So put the china set away.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And
unless it's a posh child, and then in which case, break it
what
out.
What is the most dangerous thing in a house to a child? What's something like, is it cords? Is it like...
You.
Maybe PowerPoints?
So how do you stop them from doing that? Like, is there something you put around them or, like, what do you do?
Oh, they've got these little inserts these days that you just chuck in it.
Okay.
Well, I'd be more worried about your remote. They put remotes in the bin.
Oh, okay.
So I'd be more worried about your remote.
Then the problem is you've got to send them in the bin to go and get it.
That's a good kid. That's a good kid throwing it in the bin. Because he's like, you know, you're watching too much TV, Mum, right? You should be watching me. You should be looking after me.
He's got a social conscience. Thank you so much for that.
Good luck.
I own Oz Baby Hire and have all baby equipment that looks after little ones, including safety stuff.
Oh, really? What is your number one request in your business?
For safety gates.
So what, you create a little pen for them?
You've got play pens to put them in, and you've got safety gates to block off areas of the house or stairways.
See, this is genius. Rather than baby-proof the whole house, just put them in a small area.
Yes.
I like that. So then they're not just running wild. They're not free range.
And yep, you stick a whole heap of toys in a playpen and let them knock themselves out on playing with toys.
I love this. This is just genius. This is really good. Now, what are the standards for the pen size? Like, is there regulation size for those things?
There's multiple different sizes. Normally, an average one is about 1.2 metres square.
Oh, okay. My house is tiny. That's probably my whole lounge room. Thanks so much for that. That was helpful. I'm just going to stick them in a pen.
Yes. That way you don't have to worry.
Yeah, and you feed them in the pen too? You put the food in there?
Well, you can put them in a high chair in the pen, but high chairs are the one that you put them in to feed them.
Oh, okay. You don't just throw some grain on the ground.
Oh, that would be more impressive, but you know. He's a packet of chips. He's called a 52-card pickup with a packet of chips each.
Awesome. Thanks for your call.
No worries. Cheers. Bye.